Okay, a few words about eczema, and I am not a dermatologist. I've not done a ton of research. I only am going by what people have talked to me about with their eczema and what seem to be some of the triggers of that. So my first thought automatically, and maybe that's because I've read it in so many places, is that eczema can be brought on by foods that you eat. So there is definitely a place for that. And if you have constant eczema, that's probably the first route you should take, is to see if it's by keeping a food diary. And there's so much information on how to do that, to eliminate foods from your diet and start with the basics to see if there are any that trigger the eczema or not. So I know some people that have had relief by just removing one thing that they're allergic to that they didn't realize they were allergic to, and that seems to make a big difference. Another factor in eczema, from what I've read and from what I've heard from people, is that it's environmental as far as the work environment goes, or the chemicals that you're using in your workplace, things like that. There's also something called contact dermatitis that kind of goes along the same line, but it would be related to your environment. Another one would be, from what I'm understanding, could be related to the climate. The change of seasons could bring on, just like it brings on allergies, it can bring on eczema. Stress is another factor, and I mentioned that with my son, that it could be a happy stress. It could be that you're taking a big trip, but you notice that he breaks out right before a big trip or right before a big event, or he's working on them. When my son had it the worst, it was June of 2009, and he had so many things happening in 1 month, and one was a Bible competition scripture reading that he was memorizing lots of verses, and he was putting it on himself that he was going to memorize a certain number a day, and so he was focused on that. And at the same month, he was also putting together lots of different projects to enter in the county fair, so he was working nonstop on that. And then we had grandparents come from out of the country to come and visit, and so his excitement about that brought it on. And then added to that, the swimming that he was doing quite often at the nearby pool. So a lot of different factors just seemed to all kind of clash together at the same time and brought that on. But he made it through the summer. I mean, this was probably just 1 month where it got its, you know, it was at its worst, and then kind of calmed down after that. But big events and stress seemed to be another one. So I think anticipating some of the big things that happen, or that are around you, or ingredients in some of your skin products could be bringing things on. Another one, though, I should mention that I just recently learned from a friend of mine. She was telling me that she's had really bad eczema her whole life, and then this past pregnancy, she was pregnant with her third child, it was gone. She didn't have it. It just kind of disappeared. And the baby's a few months old now, and it hasn't returned yet. But there does, and I read that too, that there does seem to be a correlation between hormones and when you have eczema. Again, I'm not a medical person, and if anybody wants to point something out that they think I didn't mention or needs to be corrected, I'm totally open to that. But these are just some things that I've been reading about and have learned and have heard from a lot of the people that are using the lotion bar. So this is not going to cure your eczema. I will be upfront with that. It will not cure eczema or psoriasis. However, it does bring relief when you need to keep your hands moisturized. I know a lot of dermatologists will tell their patients that you just need to keep hydration going, and this will, I wouldn't use the word hydration, it's not going to necessarily hydrate it with water, but it will bring some natural oils into your skin that are lacking, and that will help protect your skin from some of the flare-ups that happen.